across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Okay, well, you know, the Grafton Centre, it's so much a part of Cambridge, and there's so much that, you know, you get up to when you go to the Grafton Centre. But lately, I guess, you know, there's been a reason and a desire for the folks there to see it go through a revamping, a refurbishment, and they've put considerable expense to see the Grafton Centre renewed and refurbished. And when you walk in through their doors, you will certainly see the change. I had a sit down with John O'Shea, the centre manager, and listen to our conversation. Then I'm here at the Grafton Centre with John O'Shea, the centre manager, and they have been busy. Yes, they have. But for anyone who's been visiting for the last couple of months, wouldn't have had a clue, because they've been doing everything almost incognito, if one can actually put it that way. But a great deal awaits anyone who walks through the doors, and all in time for Christmas. And it's cost them a pretty penny or two. It has. And lots of things underway, lots of things welcoming the patron when they come to the Grafton. I think I'm going to just hand it over to John O'Shea to make more sense of what they've been at the Grafton. Good morning, John. Really great. And thank you for the tour.
No problem at all, Chris. Our pleasure. Yes, we've had a busy couple of years. We have certainly created, after £28.5 million worth of investment, we have created a 21st century shopping centre. The Grafton, as all of your listeners will know, needed some investment for quite some time. L&G took over the scheme a couple of years ago, agreed to invest £28.5 million, and now, just before Christmas in 2018, 2 years down the line, we have a centre that the city can be proud of. We're certainly proud of. It's great. You know, we've got new stores in here. We've got Decathlon. Our Debenhams is one of only a handful of Debenhams across the whole of the UK that has had any money spent on it this year. They've made a multi-million pound investment within our Debenhams store. And I think Debenhams is a massively well-kept secret in Cambridge, to be honest with you. You look at the range of brands they have in that store, both on beauty and clothing, and it's phenomenal. And it's a really great store to go and visit now, so it's well worth customers popping in and seeing that before Christmas. We've also got River Island opening up their new flagship store that opens up on Saturday. 9,000 square feet in the old Eden Hall, as some of your customers will remember. It's going to be a great store. It's got all of the latest stock and shop fittings for men's, ladies and kids fashion. So yeah, it's working out well. And then just before Christmas, it's one present after another, to be honest with you, Chris. Just before Christmas, our Pure Gym is going to open up, and you'll be able to access that through the food social area. And they'll open up just before Christmas, so everybody can get fit and healthy, including myself, in the new year.
It's been 26 years for you, John, in retail. You started on the shop floor, and you know, you've been around. You worked with even the Grafton competitor for quite a while.
Right.
And now here you are. How would you say that evolution has been, and what are you really sort of excited about and, you know, you're looking forward to? And how has the whole space and retail and that mall life changed over the years?
Very good question, Chris. It's changed massively. You know, I used to work for Marks & Spencers when Marks & Spencers were the leading retailer across the UK, and they could do no wrong. And it was a great experience working for them. Fantastic training. But retail really has shifted on in the 26 years that I've been involved. You know, I went into outlet centre management, factory outlets, which was a brand new concept that came over in the mid 90s from America, which is obviously a bit more value focused. But then I came into the high street shopping centres and worked at Grand Arcade for 6 years before coming here. Retail has moved massively. You know, it is absolutely essential that shopping centres have this blend of food, retail and leisure. We are the only scheme in the city of Cambridge that will have that. You know, shopping is not just about... I remember, you know, going into Watford High Street was at the time as a kid, and you'd literally go into town, you'd visit two stores, you'd get your stuff and you'd come home again. Well, shopping is far more a leisure experience now. There's a far greater breadth of offer and possibilities for customers. But it's not just about shopping anymore. It's about eating whilst you're out. And also, to be perfectly honest with you, going to the cinema or going to the gym. You know, it has moved on massively. And, you know, shopping centres need this breadth of offer. And that's what we've delivered 2 years down the line.
A one-stop shop, if you will.
Indeed, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt. You know, life now is all about convenience for all of us, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, you can see that with the massive increase in ready meals. M&S were the only people who used to do it. Now everybody does it, just to create that level of convenience. And, you know, online does take a proportion of the retail trade, but, you know, we've got to remember it's 20%. That means that 80%, 80% of retail sales are still occurring in our high streets and shopping centres. So that's why we've got to create that one-stop shop, for the want of a better phrase, to create that breadth of offer with retail, with leisure, with food, so we make it as convenient as we possibly can do, because, you know, none of our customers are particularly time rich. None of us are these days.
You know, you guys have gone through a massive refurbishment, yes, at a considerable spending. What were those things you all wanted to improve on, the lessons learned over the years, and how you all wanted to make the Grafton more of a go-to place for the, yes, people of Cambridge?
Yeah, good question. And I've known the scheme for the last 30 years. Yeah, I think what we realised was that there are a lot of nice shopping environments out now, around now. The centre really should have had money invested in it about 15 years ago. It was quite a dark place, not particularly welcoming, lacked natural light throughout the scheme. So from a shopping, a pleasant shopping experience point of view, we knew that one of the features that the architects needed to focus on, well, there are a number actually, let's remove the number of columns and low ceilings, let's get double height in, let's get in as much natural light as we possibly can do, and there where we're, then when we need to use artificial light, let's make sure that it's state-of-the-art designed LED lighting to, one, minimise our impact on the environment, which is vitally important, and two, make sure that this is a nice, pleasant place to shop. And you know what was really pleasing was that from the middle of, well, from Easter weekend on, really, I worked Easter weekend, and to hear the customers talking so positively about this scheme made us happy. It's made the investment of £28.5 million well worth it.
Here's a question, and this is something I came across online about how the amount of disposable income, sure, of folks here in Cambridge has gone up,
yes,
possibly even more than other parts of, yes, of the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Yet at the same time, you're also hearing stories of, you know, stores shutting down, employees going out of work. How do you manage to keep your head above the water and stay positive when you've got all these kind of statistics swirling around the retail space? I mean, that whole who moved my cheese, and how do you end up being the person, I moved my cheese and the situation or the circumstances didn't do it?
Couple of points on that. I think one, we are phenomenally blessed to live where we are, where we do, and where we all live and work. You know, God, you look at the growth in this city. I think we lead in terms of economic growth. I think there's no city who's doing it better than we are at the moment. We have a huge level of housing development. We've got huge companies, multinational companies, moving into the area. We are blessed in Cambridge. Let's be brutally honest about this. Yes, from the other side of the scale, yes, some retail formats are disappearing off our high streets, but you don't disappear if you adapt, and that's what we've done. Everything is constantly changing, but you've got to adapt to the market that you're in, and that's what we've done in the Grafton Centre by producing that breadth of retail, food and leisure. So yeah, some formats will go by the wayside, but you know, we future-proof this centre, and we're delighted that we're the only one in Cambridge that has those three elements.
Now, I know you are, you know, you're sort of responsible for the entire mall, but if you had to pick a favourite, John.
Now, that's interesting. Can I pick two?
Yes.
All right. If I can pick two favourite elements of shopping centre management, one, I'm a retailer at heart, to be perfectly honest with you. I knew from the age of 15, I went up a set of escalators in Marks and Spencer's in Lincoln, and I knew at that moment that's what I wanted to do. So I love the retail side alive. I love working with the retailers. But you know what's really good about this place, and about what's really good about the Cambridge community, is that level of community involvement. We've been focusing on our building work for the last 2 years. While I'm looking to really enjoy over the coming years is to get out into the community and start making a positive difference. We're going to be working with people like Cambridge Street Aid. We've got a community stand downstairs that people will be able to use free of charge to promote their organisation. So yeah, it's working with our retailers and it's working with our community, and that's what I'm looking forward to.